Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has the passion, the eloquence, and the progressive instincts for which his political family is so renowned. Son of the late senator from New York and nephew of President John F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is an ardent environmentalist serving as senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. For more than a decade, Bobby has had a medical condition which affects the functioning of the vocal cords. Yet he continues to speak out about protecting our natural environment, which he sees as a priceless gift from the divine.
God talks to us through many vectors. God talks to us to human beings through organized religion, through the great books of those religions, through each other, through wise people, and through art and literature and music and poetry and song. But nowhere with such force and detail and clarity and grace and joy as through creation.
The mysteries of nature have represented a sacred realm for Bobby Kennedy since childhood. For him, the meadows and mountains, the woodlands and waterways, have always formed a kind of cathedral in the wilderness.
We don't know Michelangelo by reading his biography. We know him by looking at the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And we know our Creator most closely, most clearly, by immersing ourselves in creation. And, you know, ultimately, wilderness is the undiluted work of the Creator. And that's where, you know, all of the prophets went to discover God. And all of us need that experience of wilderness to get spiritual renewal. That's one of the reasons we preserve these great swaths of wilderness across America, so that our populations, which live principally in the city, can at some point in their lives go there and get spiritual renewal. And everybody who's been in the wilderness alone understands that, you know, that is an experience, a universal experience. If you go into the woods alone, you are going to feel the presence of God.
Residing with his wife and six children in rural Westchester County, an hour outside of New York City, Bobby Kennedy, with his bright blue eyes, bears a striking resemblance to his late father, who was assassinated while running for president in 1968. From his work today, supervising the Environmental Law Clinic at Pace University in nearby White Plains, Bobby manages often to slip away on trips into the wilderness, where he collects artifacts of nature to bring home.
And this room here?
This is a junk room that my wife lets me keep my accumulated junk. It's the one room in the house.
Lots of framed butterflies.
When I was younger, up until a few years ago, I used to collect butterflies and mount them myself, and I have a lot of my own collections here. And then I have fossils here on weekends. I go fossil hunting with my children. And we go to the Catskills. We've gone as far as South Dakota to dig up dinosaurs. And I have had this owl here. It's a screech owl who was a rehab bird. This bird fell out of a tree when it was little. We got him when he was too young to take care of himself. And he's a rehabilitation bird. I have a rehabilitation license. I have a lot of animals down at that part of the property where I have cages and a rehabilitation facility where I take care of injured and orphaned, mainly raptors, and we release them back to the wild.
A deep love of wilderness runs in the Kennedy family. Bobby's father, speaking in Washington, D.C., April 1968.
I think that we can do a great deal to preserve our natural resources, to have laws at the state level and the federal level that people can't dump refuse into our lakes and our streams. The lakes and the streams don't become polluted automatically. They become polluted because man makes them polluted. Well, the man should stop making them polluted.